Hi, and welcome to 5 from Overdrive, the show that features the top 5 headlines from our daily email newsletter. And now, here's our host.
Hello, this is James Chalette, and welcome to today's Overdrive in 5. Before the news, a thank you to our sponsor, U.S. Express, who's looking for new drivers and wants you to apply. Visit usexpress.com to learn more about their great benefits package. If you're looking for a new job, give U.S. Express a look. To learn more, either visit usexpress.com or call 800-251-6291. Again, that number is 800-251-6291. Now, the news. Navistar won a small victory in court last week when a federal court dismissed a challenge from competing truck and engine makers who said Navistar unfairly benefited from receiving emissions compliance certificates from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The certificates allowed Navistar to make and sell non-compliant engines while being assessed a fine for each one sold. Daimler Trucks, along with Mack and Volvo, had asked the court to revoke EPA certificates issued when Navistar's EGR on the engines failed to meet federal clean air regulations. A three-judge panel decided Friday, October 18th, to dismiss the case. Circuit Judge Karen Henderson wrote in her opinion that Daimler's rationale failed to persuade her and her colleagues and that the suit is, quote, unduly speculative. The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as it's known, is still running down a bumpy road. The new health insurance exchanges aren't connecting with the insurance companies on the back end, and that means drivers applying for coverage there just haven't gotten through as of yet. All of it makes for a maddening scenario for new insurance shoppers as well as insurance agents trying to help them. Still, though, some new avenues have opened up lately that drivers should be aware of. The Healthy Trucking Association of America has a private insurance exchange accessible to drivers via Central Call Center. The number to reach them is 855-649-1613. The Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association is also working on a private exchange for members. And here's a tip. As you're using some of the premium estimating calculators out there, remember that your income will be based on tax form 1040's modified adjusted gross income, estimated for 2014, not your gross income. According to some estimates, a small majority of drivers and owner-operators fall into adjusted income levels at which subsidies will be available to reduce insurance costs in the program. To read more about this, see Senior Editor Todd Dill's Channel 19 blog at overdriveonline.com/channel19. Operators beware, an inspection blitz started this weekend and runs all of this week. The Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance's annual Operation Safe Driver mobilized across North America October 20th and will last until October 26th. This year's effort will be similar to last year's event when law enforcement officials stopped more than 40,000 drivers at 1,245 locations in the United States and Canada. Law enforcement will target unsafe driving by truckers and four-wheelers, but especially distracted driving. The event also includes an October 21st safety demonstration in Philadelphia and several teens and trucks educational events around the country. President Barack Obama has signed into law the so-called sleep apnea bill, which prevents FMCSA from using guidance as a means to sidestep formal rulemaking if it wants to take any action to require sleep apnea screening for drivers. The bill was first introduced in the House in mid-September, and shortly after, FMCSA released a statement saying it would use rulemaking and not guidance for sleep apnea screening requirements. No matter, the House passed the bill September 26th, and the Senate passed its version October 7th. House bill co-sponsor Representative Larry Bouchon, a Republican from Maryland, said in a letter to House colleagues in September that FMCSA guidance alone would sidestep a thorough analysis of the rule, and that sleep apnea screening is estimated to cost the industry $1 billion a year annually. Full consideration of the views of all affected stakeholders, including drivers, should be a part of the process, Bouchon said. He also said guidance alone would make the industry vulnerable to lawsuits. The long legal saga of a Louisiana truck stop owner's attempt to keep a Siberian Bengal tiger in a cage at his truck stop may have come to an end this month, as the state Supreme Court has denied a petition to hear tiger truck stop owner Michael Sandlin's case to keep the animal. The court's October 4th decision essentially upholds lower court rulings against Sandlin's ability to keep the tiger. The Gros Tite Louisiana truck stop has displayed Tony the Tiger, as he's known, on its ground since 2000. In 2011, the Animal Legal Defense Fund sued the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries for what it said was an unlawful issuance of a permit to allow Sandlin to keep and exhibit the tiger. The ALDF also said it was cruel of the truck stop to keep the tiger alone in what it deemed to be a cage too small for the animal. In early 2012, a state court judge ruled in the group's favor and told the state's wildlife department to stop issuing new permits that allowed the truck stop to keep Tony. An appeal from Sandlin was heard in February, and the court ruled in April the tiger was not allowed to stay at the truck stop. The Louisiana Supreme Court's rejection of the case will likely be the end of the line for the truck stop's attempt to keep Tony. And that brings us to our question of the week. With Tony the Truck Stop Tiger case looking as if it's over, we want to know, do you think the truck stop should have been allowed to keep Tony? Do you have any fond memories of stopping to see Tony in Louisiana? Give us a call at 530-40-VOICE to tell us what you think. Thanks again for joining us for today's Overdrive in 5. If you want to answer our question or simply have something to say about one of today's stories, give us a call at 530-40-VOICE. That's 530-40-VOICE. Or give us a shout out on Twitter using the hashtag OVDRadio. We'll pick some of the best comments to read or listen on to on air. Stay safe out there. Thanks again for joining us for today's Overdrive in 5 podcast. If you've got something to say, want to answer a question, or just want to let us know what you think about a story, give us a call at 530-40-VOICE. That's 530-40-VOICE. Or give us a shout out on Twitter using the hashtag OVDRadio. We'll pick some of the best comments to read or listen to on air. So with that, we're signing out with today's Overdrive in 5 podcast. Stay safe out there.